大家平安。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
啊，非常感恩，我们用这样的特别的方法啊，我们一样的可以来敬拜上帝。
We're so blessed by God, even though in this special way, we all can get together to worship our Lord, our God.
那我们没有开始之前，我们一同做一个感恩的祷告。
Before we started today's sermon, let us all bow down our head and pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，向你感恩。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come in front of you. We give our appreciation and a thanksgiving heart to you.
无论我们遇见的顺境还是逆境
No matter we're in good time or we are going through the tough time.
你都是一直爱我们的主。
You are the Lord, always love us.
你的话语也在地上被你的众儿女来学习。
Your holy words are studied by all your children on earth.
成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your holy words are our lights in front of our road.
求你继续的借着今天的正道，让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能够更多的来认识你的话语，得到祝福。
Today, by your holy words through the sermon, more and more brothers can learn your words, understand your faithful for us.
在你面前感祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, we praise you in front of you, Lord. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 诗篇第一篇第二节啊，是我们基督徒都非常熟悉的一节的经文。
The book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 2, it is the Bible words all the brothers and sisters are very familiar with.
其实在第一篇当中，在整个希伯来文第一个字就是祝福 ,blessing, 啊，祝福。
If you look at the Bible in the Hebrew version, the first word is blessing. Blessing means God is blessing you.
所以我们从诗篇当中一开始就看到上帝要借着诗篇来祝福啊他自己的百姓。
So through the book of Psalm, at the very beginning, all the readers can see God wants to bless his people.
我们基督徒常常想到说上帝怎么样祝福我呢
?As a Christian, we often think, how can God bless me as a Christian?
其实上帝的祝福啊，是从诗篇第一篇啊一开始的时候，他直接告诉你，祝福乃是从上帝的话语而来。
Well, actually, from the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 2, at the very beginning, God has already clearly tell us the blessing is from the God, because the God says, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night.
好，所以在诗篇第一篇第二节啊，这里特别讲到，第一个我们要认识神的话，第二个啊，刚刚也说了啊，我们需要是昼夜思想上帝的话，这人是有福的。所以它分成两个层次。
So there are two perspectives. Verse one, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but Chapter 1, verse 2 says, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So, mention here, he meditates day and night.
人类进入到21世纪的时候，我们会发现，虽然科技非常的发达。
So, human being had already come to the 21st century, even though the technology is very advanced.
可是在这20年的当中，我们其实都经历到非常非常多的灾难。
But in the past 20 years, actually human being had gone through a lot of disasters and tragedies.
在2004年啊，我们在亚洲的国家碰到了所谓的非典啊，台湾我们就叫做啊这个 SARS.
Well, actually in year 2004,Most of the Asia, Southeast Asian country, they went through an infectious disease called SARS.
那么今天我们所面临到另外一个新冠肺炎更是大流行在全世界的当中。
Nowadays, today, we are experiencing an even more severe infectious disease called coronavirus, which is a pandemic all around the world.
我们常常会想说，我们今天人类在这个世界上，为什么上帝不看顾我们呢
Well, as a human being, we often think, especially in this situation, how come God is not taking care of me?
其实这个答案是上帝已经在他的话语当中教导我们应该要如何的过生活了。
Actually, the answer is already in the holy words God gave to us. God has already taught us how to live on this earth.
在利未记第十一章的当中其实上帝教导我们哪一些的食物可以吃，哪些食物不要吃的。
Actually, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, God has already taught us what kind of food we can eat and what kind of food we should not eat.
虽然我们在新约教会时期我们不太会使用这个食物律
Even though right now in the New Testament church period, we're not really always apply for the law of food.
但是我们深信在这个食物律当中它基本上介绍的一些的食物我们是需要有一些的这个认识的。
But actually, we should have a basic understanding and a concept about the law of food God granted to us, God taught us.
在这次的新冠肺炎当中我们知道 BF 其实身上有非常多种的所谓的这个病毒的。
Actually, this time the pandemic of COVID-19, we all know bat, the animal bat on the body of a bat has a lot of infectious bacteria and disease.
这个病毒在 BF 身上是完全没问题的，但是它就不能够散布到人类的当中的。
Those disease among the bat.Themselves are okay, but if those disease spread out to human beings, that's critical. That's pandemic.
那么我们也看到，在亚洲的一些的国家在一些的甚至在印尼很多人他们喜欢吃这个鳖腐的。
Actually, in some Asian country, especially in the country of Indonesia, a lot of people think bat is a delicacy. They love to eat bat.
在利未记第十一章十九节最后他就告诉你，上帝说了，这个鳖腐你不要去吃它的。
Actually, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 19, God says, "The white owl, the desert owl, and osprey, the mock, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoop, and the bat."
所以我们看见了在利未记的当中，其实上帝已经把一些教导我们吃食物的一些的智慧给了人类了。
Actually, in the book of Leviticus, God has already taught human beings the wisdom what food we can eat, what food we shouldn't eat.
所以弟兄姐妹们当我们去人类面临到这一场的灾难的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, now human beings are facing this big disaster.
我相信很多人都会问上帝为什么让我们遇见呢？
Well, a lot of people, I'm pretty sure, are asking God, why we have to face this difficult time?
其实我个人的答案是，其实在上帝的话语、圣经的里头，其实都有非常多上帝给我们在地上的引导。
Well, my personal answer is, actually, if you look at holy words from the Bible, God has already taught us what we should do, what we shouldn't do.
其实我们今天新约教会的弟兄姐妹对旧约不是那么熟悉的。
Now, the churches in the New Testament period actually do not know that much about the Old Testament.
所以我们认为旧约旧了，好像就不需要多读了。
We keep thinking Old Testament...It's too old. We don't have to read too much.
但是我们从诗篇第一篇第二节里面，我们看到昼夜思想耶和华律法的人，这人会有福的。
But if we look at the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 2, Bible says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night are the blessed."
利未记的当中不只教导我们什么食物你要避免去吃。
If you look at the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, not only God teaches us what kind of food we should eat, what kind of food we shouldn't eat.
而且他另外他教导我们当我们吃食物的时候，我们要怎么样的去选取这个食物。
And also God teaches us when we eat food, what kind of choice we should make.
好，在生命记二十二章，他教导人类在地上选取这个食物啊，要有智慧。
Well, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, God teaches us on earth as a human being, when we choose our food, we need to be wise.
好，在第二十二章第六节，生命记这里中文我来念一下。他说：“你如果在路上遇见鸟窝，或在树上，或在地上。”里头有竹或有蛋，母鸟伏在竹上或在蛋上，你不可连母带竹一并取去。第七节，总要放母，只可取竹，这样你就可以享福，日子得以长久。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 6 and 7. If you come across a bird's nest besides the road, either in the tree or on the ground, and the mother is sitting on the young, or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but be sure to let the mother go, so that it may go well with you, and you may have a long life.
啊，所以我们都希望在地上得以长久啊。
Of course, we all want to live a long life on earth.
啊，但是今天我们生活在二十一世纪，你会发现有一些的食物呀，越来越缺乏了。
Well, nowadays, we live in the 21st century. We can tell a lot of food we are so lack of. We're so short of some food.
啊，因为我们人类啊，对于食物的这个来源，我们有加以保护啊，所以造成了非常多的食物将来会越来越短缺的。
We do need to preserve the resources of our food because if we don't do so in the future, we will be so short of, so lack of food resources.
那么在摩西五经的律法的当中，我们只非常简单的讲了这两个有关食物方面的这个教导哈。
In the five books of Moses, there are a couple of things teach us how to make a choice for our food.
啊，所以大家要理解，当我们想到啊，以色列人十二岁成为律法之子的时候
，So we need to understand the Israelites. They become the son and the children of the law while they were only 12 years old.
他们第一卷所要学习的就是利未记，是吧？这个有关献祭、敬拜跟有关生活律法的这些的教导。
The first book they need to learn is the book of Leviticus, because in the book of Leviticus, teach them how to offer the burnt offering.
啊，我们今天在新约的教会。
Now we're living in the time, the churches of the New Testament.
啊，我们比较看重与上帝敬拜的关系。
We really focus on the relationship when we worship God.
啊，但是我们在生活方面啊，方方面面，其实在新约教会的教导其实是非常非常少的。
But during our daily life, if you read the book of the New Testament, we don't really get a lot of teachings from the New Testament books.
其实我们从旧约当中看到祭司啊，有六方面的职责啊，六大方面的职责。
In the book of the Old Testament, you can see there are six major duties and responsibilities for priests in the book of Old Testament.
啊，那么这六方面的啊的职任呢，他的 duty， 他的责任呢，其实与今天我们在教会侍奉的团队、牧师啊、长老、执事们，其实都是啊都是要遵守的。
If you look at the six major duties and responsibilities of the priest in the Old Testament period, they are similar or exactly the same as the duties and responsibilities which need to be performed by the deacon boards or seniors in the churches nowadays.
我想第一个啊，旧约的祭司啊，他要来带领以色列人来敬拜上帝，处理这个献祭的啊这个祭物。
Number one.In the Old Testament period, the priest need to lead his people, lead all the people to offer, to perform the burnt offerings.
啊，这个是记录在利未记当中啊，第六章就有这一类的记录了。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, you can see the words about those.
啊，在利未记第六章啊，第八、第九节啊，我来读给大家来听啊。耶和华晓谕摩西说：“ 你要吩咐亚伦和他子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样，燔祭要放在坛的柴上，从晚上到天亮，坛的火要常常烧着。
For the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 8 and 9, the Lord said to Moses, give Aaron and his sons this command. There are regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to be remain on the altar here throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar.
好，在这里有一个非常重要的重点，就是坛上的火要常常烧着。
Here's a very important perspective, very important point. The burnt offering is to be remain on the altar here throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar.
啊，大家都晓得啊，我们通常都是白天做事，三更半夜我们都睡觉了啊。
Well, everybody knows, usually we do work during the day, at night we all go to sleep.
但是今天以色列的祭司他要负责这个火啊，要24小时来焚烧的啊。
But at that time, the priests in Israel, they were responsible for burning, make sure the fire was on the whole night.
所以在13节的当中，他说在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
Therefore, on chapter 6, verse 13, it says, the fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out.
啊，这个就是祭司啊，他等于是引导每一位上帝的儿女，以色列人，看到这个火在焚烧的时候，他们就可以带着献祭的礼物来到上帝的面前。
Well, actually, those situations, the priest leads the Israelites when they saw the fire was on, so those Israelites will bring the offering come to the altar.
好，今天我们每一位教会的负责的同工啊，我们都是要引导每一位神的儿女，时候到了，我们就要来敬拜上帝。
Well, nowadays, the deacon boards and the seniors in the church also need to do the same thing. Lead all the brothers and sisters. When the time comes, all the brothers and sisters need to get together to worship God.
那第二个祭司的职责在旧约就是教导律法了。
Well, the second duties and responsibilities for the priests in the Old Testament to teach the people about the law.
在《生命记》第31章的当中，有一节的啊一小节的经文就有这样的启示了。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3,
在31章的第9节啊，这边摩西将律法写出来，交给台耶和华约柜的祭司利未子孙和以色列的长老。第十节很重要了啊。摩西就吩咐他们说了，每逢第七年的末一年，在豁免年的定期祝棚节的时候，那么以色列的祭司呢，啊，第十一节，以色列众人来到耶和华你神所选择的地方，朝见他，那时你要在以色列众人面前将律法书念给他们听。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 11 to 13. Then Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years in the year of, 张牧师请问是 Deuteronomy, chapter 33 吗?
31,
just one second. Yes, right. 31 chapter, verse 11 to 13, right?
9 to 11.
Okay, for the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 9 to 11, let me go ahead read it for everyone. So Moses wrote down his law and gave it to his priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years, in the year for canceling debts during the feast of Tabernacles, when All Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose. You shall read the law before them in their hearing.
好，在这里就大家都明白，教会啊，一样的，我们要教导上帝的话语。
Here we can tell churches are the same. Churches need to teach the holy word from God to his people.
好，第三个在旧约的职责呢，就是要保护圣殿里的圣洁啊，他的信仰各方面的圣洁啊。
The third responsibilities and the duties are need to protect and preserve the holiness for the holy temple.
啊，因为在旧约的当中，我们看到啊，这个南国的这个乌西亚王进到圣殿的里头，想要抢先去献祭啊。
Well, in the Old Testament, we can read, the king of, the king, his name is Uzziah. He tried to go to the holy temple and offer.
啊，但是祭司们就在后头来拦阻他，因为这是不合宜的。
But the priest stop him, follow him, tell him, do not do it.
啊，所以这个就是祭司啊，在旧约当中他的其中一个第三个非常重要的职责。
That was the third duties and responsibilities by the priest in the Old Testament.
所以我们今天在新约教会时期一样的啊，我们所有侍奉的同工弟兄姐妹都有维护啊这一个信仰的一个非常重要的职责。
Nowadays, it's the same. We are living in the time of a New Testament. And all the deacon boards and the seniors in the church, we have the responsibilities to keep the truth for God in the church.
第四个在旧约祭司里面，他们有一个职责就是抵挡所谓的异教的风俗。
Number four, in the Old Testament, priests need to reject the wrong religion and the those wrong religions culture.
啊，那么今天我们在新约教会当中啊，我们也要来抵挡这个异端。
Now we are living in the time of a New Testament church. We also need to reject those wrong religion and heresy from it.
哎，第五个在旧约祭司到底要做什么呢
？Number five, what's the fifth duties and responsibilities by the priests in the Old Testament period?
其实在生命记十七章的当中他有记录啊祭司要做审判官的工作。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, already recorded, the priests need to be the judge.
那么今天我们在新约教会啊我们侍奉的同工都要做辅导啊来帮助弟兄姐妹。
Now, in the time of a New Testament period, the churches, all the deacon boards and the seniors, we need to do a lot of counseling works for the brothers and sisters.
啊，能够来调解弟兄姐妹啊，不论是家庭啊，各方面、心灵方面的啊，这些的难处。
Well, if there are some psychological problems or some difficulties in the family, seniors and the deacon board members can do some counseling work to help the brothers and sisters go in out of this difficult time.
好，第六个非常重要的在旧约的祭司啊。
Well, number six, very important perspective in the Old Testament period for the priests.
保障以色列人的身体的健康。
They need to help.To keep the good health for the Israelites.
这个部分是我们对旧约祭司的职责当中最不是太认识的啊。
Well, a lot of times we do not know very well about this perspective.
啊，大家去看到这个麻风病啊，你需要到祭司的面前来做检查的。
Well, you know, usually in the Old Testament, if people had the disease of lepra, they.
闭上，我这里又有声音了。
请问是哪位弟兄姐妹？请你一定要 mute 掉，请你一定要 mute 掉，你的声音已经在影响到讲道。Sorry. So, in the Old Testament, if people had the disease of a lepra, they had to go in front of the priest to examine.
我们在教会的当中啊，一样的牧者啊，或是长老弟兄姐妹啊，我们看到信徒有这些身体的啊这个疾病，我们都会为他们祷告， 然后我们会去探访他们。
Now the same thing, if pastor, deacon boards or seniors saw any brothers and sisters who are sick, they will go pray for them and visit them, care for them.
啊，你说牧师今天为什么要讲这个旧约祭司的六大职责呢？
So you may ask, hey, Pastor Chang, why today during the sermon message, you are talking about the six major duties and responsibilities by the priest in the Old Testament period?
啊，因为这六方面，其中有一些是弟兄姐妹啊，在新约教会就明白的。
Well, some of the perspectives, a lot of brothers and sisters have a pretty good understanding from the book of New Testament.
但是我觉得在最后这一个有关身体的这个保护保障的方面，通常弟兄姐妹他并不了解这个是教会的责任之一啊。
But a lot of brothers and sisters do not quite understand the last perspective, which is keep and preserve your good health is also very important in church.
我们今天在全世界哈，你会看到啊一个现象。
Well, now, the whole wide world, you will see one phenomenon.
啊，因为政府需要我们在家里面隔离。
Well, the government asks people to stay home to do the quarantine.
啊，但是有些人他认为啊，时间到了，我要自由了，我要啊，要出去工作了，或是要做他想要做的事情了。
But a lot of people say, hey, now is the time. I need to go out. I need to work. I need to do whatever I want to do.
那甚至我们会看到有一些的啊，这个啊，教会也认为说我们要自由了。
Well, some churches started to say, hey, it's time to be free.
啊，那么我们就考虑到这个啊，圣经的教导到底是什么呢？
But now we truly need to think about what the Bible is teaching us.
许多的人他用了希伯来书的经文，我们不可以停止聚会。
Well, some people, they use the verses from the book of Hebrews says, we as a followers, we cannot stop gathering to worship God.
啊，但是他们忘记了在旧约律法的教导当中，有两类的状况是不可以公众聚会的。
But they forgot in the Old Testament Bible,teaches us there are two kinds of conditions you cannot get together to worship.
啊，一个就是传染性的疾病。
Number one is the infectious disease.
啊，那么在旧约当中就以麻风病作为一个代表了。
In the Old Testament books, there were perfect example that was for the disease of a leper.
啊，所以在利未记十三章的当中，啊，上帝就教导以色列人对于大麻风病怎么去处理了。
Well, in the book of Leviticus, in chapter 13, Bible has already teach us how to deal with the people who had disease of leper.
在利未记13章45节，我来读给你们听了啊。在利未记13章45节，身上有长大麻风灾病的，他的衣服要撕裂，要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇喊叫说，不洁净了，不洁净了。46节。灾病在他身上的日子，他便不洁净。他既是不洁净，就要独居营外。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 45 and 46, the person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes. Let his hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of his face, and cry out.Unclean, unclean. As long as he has the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone. He must live outside the camp.
好，在这里面给我们一个非常重要的一个学习啊，在旧约的当中啊。
So here in this Old Testament Bible verse, give us a very good teaching to study.
啊，因为啊有这种传染性的疾病，而且是没有药的时候。
Well.If there is infectious disease and there's no good cure medicine can help, no vaccine during this time.
那么上帝就教导以色列人要隔离的，这是第一个很重要的。
God taught the Israelites they need to be separated, they need to be quarantined. That's very important.
第二个很重要的，你要通知你的左边、右边，通知他我身上是不洁净。不洁净的意思就是我有病了，请你们离开我。
The second important perspective, this person who is going through the infectious disease also need to announce to his people around him, says, I'm having infectious disease, I'm unclean, be away from me, be away from me.
所以我们看见在旧约的当中，上帝就教导啊，这个以色列人，你需要在这样的环境里头要有一个分别的。
So in the book of Old Testament, God has already taught the Israelites, in this special situation, you need to be separated from other people.
那么这一些有大麻风病的就不能够去公众聚会了。
So those people who had infectious disease, they cannot go out to the public and gather together with other people.
啊，因为他会传染给别人的。
Because they can spread out the infectious disease to other people.
啊、我们刚刚讲到这个乌西亚王啊，后来得大麻风啊。
We just mentioned the king. His name is Uzziah. He had the disease of a leper.
啊，所以呢，他就单独住在他自己的皇宫里，不能够跟人接触了。就算是一个君王也是如此。
So the king of Uzziah, he separated himself, lived in his own palace, and he was separated from other people.
在2004年 SARS 的时候啊
，During the time of SARS infectious disease in year 2004，
那么我们知道在亚洲许多的这个弟兄姐妹呢，他们呢其实还是在一起聚会的啊，崇拜的，逐日崇拜。
We knew, during those time, a lot of brothers and sisters in Asian country they continuously worshipped get together.
因为他们都很爱主啊，他们讲了一句话，他说我们不可停止聚会。
They all loved the Lord so much, and they kept saying, we cannot stop worshiping, gathering together, worshiping God.
那第二个更重要了，他们说我们有上帝的同在，我们不怕啊。
But the second thing is even more stronger of their statement. They said, hey, we have a God together with us. We have a God with us. We're not afraid.
我当时在2004年我们就发现了，其实基督徒对圣经的认识啊不是太平衡的啊。
Well, at that time, even though in year 2004, we already found out a lot of brothers and sisters had very uneven understanding about the Bible.
他们并不了解，其实在旧约当中有教导一些的状况是不可以聚会的。
They didn't understand in the book of Old Testament, Bible taught us a lot of situations you cannot gather together to worship.
那么我们讲了这个传染性疾病大麻风之外呢，还有一种的状况是不需要到耶路撒冷公众崇拜的啊。
Well, besides the infectious disease like a lepra, there was another situation you cannot go to Jerusalem to worship.
那么这个就是在利未记十二章讲到妈妈生完产以后啊，你不方便行动，你可以不必到耶路撒冷去敬拜上帝的。
That's in the book of Leviticus, in chapter 12. After the woman gave birth to children, it was not convenient, so you cannot go to Jerusalem to worship.
所以在第四节的当中，十二章第四节啊，妇人在残血不洁之中，要家居33天，她洁净的日子未满，不可摸圣物，也不可进圣所。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, verse 4, then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over.
那么在这里面特别讲到不可摸圣物，不可进圣所，到底是什么意思呢？
Here especially it mentions the woman must wait for 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. What does this verse mean?
其实很多基督徒都误会了啊，所以甚至有人认为妈妈生产好像上帝 有人甚至这样解释说不喜悦啊，上帝不喜悦啊。
Well, so some Christians, they do not quite understand the true meaning of these words. They even think, you know, after the woman gave birth to child, God was not pleased with the situation.
啊，其实答案刚好相反，上帝要保护妈妈的身体的健康，要在家休息。
Actually, the true answer is exactly the opposite. God wants to protect the moms because the moms need a lot of rest after childbirth.
好，这边讲的残血不洁就表示她的身体啊，刚刚啊生育完毕啊，需要休息的啊。
Here, talk about the bleeding after childbirth by a woman. Talk about it's unclean actually means the mothers need a lot of rest after childbirth.
那么不可摸圣物就是你不需要到耶路撒冷的圣殿去啊献祭了。
Here mentioned, she must not touch anything sacred. That means she cannot, the mother cannot go to Jerusalem to offer.
啊，也不要进到圣所的当中。
And I cannot go to the sanctuary.
啊，就表示你今天不要到耶路撒冷了，你需要在家里面休息33天。
That meant,The mothers cannot go to Jerusalem and need to stay home to rest for 33 days.
啊，这个是全世界最早的啊，我们中国人讲坐月子条例啊。
That was the very, very first old traditional Chinese, we call it old saying. You stay home for 1 month after childbirth. They're talking about mothers.
上帝赐给以色列人啊妈妈的祝福。
Well, God gave the blessings to the Israelites' mothers.
在3400多年就让他们有生活的智慧。
张博士，我没听清楚您刚才说的。
在3400多年前，上帝就赐给以色列人家庭有这个智慧。
Oh, over 3,400 years ago, over 3,400 years ago, God had already given the blessing of the wisdom to Israelites, taught them how to live in the life.
所以在生命记的当中就特别讲到以色列人有神的给的智慧，智慧的啊。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, especially, right, the Israelites had the wisdom and the blessings from the God.
在《生命记》4:6啊，我来读给大家听啊，《生命记》4:6，所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切的律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。
So, 张牧师 ，that's a 4:6?
6.
Okay, for the book of Deuteronomy, for the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 6, chapter 4, verse 6, observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this...Great nation is a wise and understanding people.
我们需要有上帝的智慧。
We need to have the wisdom from the God.
在这一个疫情的这个期间呢。
In this special pandemic situation.
我们不要随从我们个人的意思。
We cannot follow our own mind and thought.
我们回到圣经里头看看上帝的教导。
We need to come back to Bible and look at what Bible and God.Are teaching us.
我记得我们美国啊，各州开始要请大家 stay home 在家里的时候啊。
I remember a couple of weeks ago when in the United States, a lot of states ask people to stay home to do the quarantine.
啊，那么在佛罗里达州有一个教会啊，牧师居然的叫大家啊，全部来聚会的啊。
Well, in one church in the state of Florida.The pastor even ordered all the congregations to come to church to worship.
当时我看到这个新闻啊，我是感到很难过的。
At that time, when I saw this news, I was very sad.
啊，因为啊，我们 没有这个药可以来医治这个病哈。
Because at this moment, we still do not have a medicine can cure this pandemic infectious disease.
上帝要我们尊重他所赐给我们的生命。
God wants us to respect the life God blessed us to have.
啊，所以在圣经当中，他的教导非常非常的啊平衡的，从旧约到新约，他都教导我们不同的状况如何的去处理。
So in the Bible, no matter it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, it is very balanced. God teaches us what we should do.
啊，那么今天我们回到旧约去看的时候。
Now, when we look at the book of Old Testament,
啊，我们就知道上帝的话语其实从旧约当中就开始启示，要祝福啊所有读上帝话语的人。
In the Old Testament, Bible started already to tell us God wants to bless the people who read God's words.
但是假如我们不去好好的读它的话，我们常常会发出一个疑问：上帝啊，你到底祝不祝福我呢？
Well, if we do not carefully and faithfully read God's holy words, a lot of times we may have a question, God, do you want to bless us or not?
啊，其实啊，有的时候我们做上帝的儿女，我们要自己要思考啊，我们应该先回到圣经的真理的里头。
As a God's children, we need to think and examine by ourselves first. We need to get back to the Bible.
啊，今天我们在21世纪啊，因为科技很发达。
Now we're living in the life in the period of a 21st century, and the high technology is very advanced.
啊，这一次的这个疫情呢，可能会打破我们教会啊聚会的模式。
This time the pandemic spread out may break the traditions how churches worship God.
其实也打破了我们做老师做圣经教导的一个教导的模式。
It may break out the it also may break the traditions as a teacher how we teach God's words.
啊，我们在下个礼拜就会有一个非常重要的教导，全世界有非常多的国家弟兄姐妹啊上到这个 Zoom 一起来学习的。
Next week, next Sunday, there will be a lot of Christian brothers and sisters come to Zoom to worship God, to study God's words.
啊，其实我们看见啊，在这么一个宅家的状况当中，上帝也给我们有一些的思考啊，来继续的来敬拜他，完全是没有问题的。
We can see during this special quarantine time, God still give us a way to worship Him.
其实我们今天教会并没有去停止聚会的。
Oh, no, the churches had not stopped worshiping God.
我们只是不去聚集在一起的公众大家在一起的聚会啊。
We just do not gather in the large population to worship.
啊，但是我们就看见啊，我们如果啊要重视我们的生命的话。
Well, we can tell if we want to pay attention, respect our life.
啊，我们重视我们的生命，也是尊重上帝所赏赐给我们的。
We respect our life. That means we also appreciate what God has blessed us to have.
啊，我们在生活、Amen. 日常生活当中，我们就要啊自己要非常的谨慎小心了。
In the daily lives, we need to be careful.
啊，那么我们今天呢啊就是。能够尽量的不要到很多人聚集的一个地方去。
Nowadays, we try not to go to the places has a large number of populations.
如果去人多的地方，我们就要尽量戴着一个口罩啊，对我们来讲也是对别人的一个祝福。
Now, if we have to go to the places with large population, it will be a great idea. We need to wear face masks. It is to protect ourselves, also respect others.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹们啊，圣经的话语啊，它非常非常的实际的啊。
So, brothers and sisters, if we look at the holy words from the Bible, they are very practical.
啊，因为上帝他教导人类在地上如何的去啊快乐的生活。
Because God teaches us as a human being, how do we live a happy life on earth?
啊，不只是食物的教导。
Not just talking about food.
他也教导我们怎么样照顾我们的身体。
God also teaches us how we should take care of our own bodies, our own health.
那么耶和华上帝更是祝福那些以色列的妇女能够身体健康，生养众多。
Our God and the Lord also bless the Israelite women, bless them to well take care of themselves and have a lot of children.
我们在新约教会的书卷的当中比较多的是结论这个真理的结论。
For the book in the New Testament, we can read a lot of truths, a lot of more about conclusions of the truth.
那么在旧约的当中我们会看到非常多这些的例子 sample 很多 example 很多
But in the book of Old Testament, we can see a lot of samples, a lot of examples.
所以我们从旧约跟新约大家很平衡的去学习的时候
So we need to keep a good balance to study both Old Testament and the New Testament.
那么我们一定可以得到上帝话语的祝福
We will for sure get great blessings from God's holy words.
因为我们可以知道上帝的心意到底是在什么地方。
We can truly tell what exactly God's will is.
千万不要用一节的经文没有跟其他的经文做平衡，我们就下了结论，常常会比较极端的。
Do not just use one word. Do not just use that one particular word without even.Balance with other verses and use that particular words to interpret God's will.
所以求主帮助我们在疫情的时间，我们更回到圣经的里头。
So God, please help us during this pandemic period. Let us get back to the holy words in the Bible.
当我们常常在想为什么会让我们遇见这个疫情的时候
，We often think, God, why we have to go through this pandemic time?
我们回到圣经有关的教导，你就知道其实上帝早就教导我们了。
But if we get back to the holy words in the Bible, we can tell God has already teaches us, had already taught us what to do.
求主借着今天的主日的讲道来帮助我们。
So God, please use today's sermon message to help us, to teach us.
让我们昼夜思想上帝的话语，我
们
就成为有福的人。
Day and night, we need to meditate God's holy word. Then we are the people who are blessed by God.
好，让我们一同来低头祷告。
Let us open our heads and pray.
天父，我们特别感谢你，借着你的话语来祝福地上的人。
Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Through your holy words, you are blessing the people on earth.
今天我们会发生这些传染性的大的疾病。
Nowadays, there is pandemic breakout, a lot of, the infectious disease spread out.
是因为人没有读到上帝的话。
Because it is human being didn't read God's words.
他们并不明白一些东西可以吃，一些东西尽量要避免的。
People do not understand some food we can eat, some food we should not eat.
因为我们缺乏了上帝的智慧。
Because we're lack of, we're short of the wisdom from God.
求主祝福你的教会。
Lord, please bless your churches.
也让你的众儿女能够回到上帝的话语的当中。
And please let your children come back to your words.
让我们去分享给那些还不认识上帝的人。
Share your good news, your words to the people who don't even know you.
让他们明白我们的主是世上的大主宰，掌管一切。
So those people will know our God is the God who is in charge of everything in the universe.
让我们在这个疫情的期间，让我们去思考人何等的短暂。
Now, during the time of the pandemic, let us to think about it. Life is short.
让我们能够尊重你所赏赐给我们的生命。
We need to respect the life you bless us to have, Lord.
我们在地上生活，遵循你的话，就必为有福。
We human beings live on this earth, follow your words, that we are the people who are blessed by you.
我们在你面前敢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢张牧师。